There are taxes, and then there are taxes. Some are straightforward. If I spend $10 at the hardware store this afternoon, I know I'll pay 60 cents in sales taxes. But other taxes are hidden and maybe higher than we suspect. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy is an independent, nonpartisan think tank with a strong, fiscally libertarian bias. Last week, it released a statistical analysis of liquor prices. The center found they are higher in states like Michigan, where the state government acts as a statewide wholesale distributor. How much higher? A little over 6%. They took as their example a fifth of a particular common brand of scotch. They found that it cost, on average, $1.59 more a bottle than the 17 states like Michigan, where government is the wholesaler. The Mackinac Center said this amounted to a substantial hidden tax on a commodity already subject to large state and federal taxes. The implication is that this is bad. However, I'm not so sure. I suppose it would bother me more if it were a tax on baby formula, or if the tax left liquor costing 20% more than in Illinois, for example. But nobody forces anybody to buy a bottle of scotch. Phil Power, founder of the Nonpartisan Center for Michigan, thinks it may be time to reform the system and worries that the difference in prices may encourage illegal liquor smuggling. Well, I'm not too worried about smuggling. I don't know many people who would drive to Illinois to save $1.50 on a bottle of scotch. The Mackinac Center wants to solve this by getting the state out of the wholesale liquor business. But can the state afford to lose the $150 million in annual revenue Michigan gets from being our liquor wholesale dealer? Almost certainly not. When you look at what goes into setting liquor control prices, you'll see that in the 14 years they've been doing it, the Michigan Liquor Control Commission has erected an apparatus that would make Rube Goldberg proud. Rationally, it would make more sense to start again. But politics are seldom rational, and these days, politicians are unwilling to raise any taxes, even if that means cutting other taxes and leaving people with more money. There may be some hope. Andrew Deloney, the Liquor Commission's new chair, told Power that he thinks the entire process of getting liquor licenses needs to be reformed and reinvented. He added that the governor wants the commission to look at how things are done in other states. Snyder, he said, wants to know who's doing a better job of making liquor available to the legitimate consumer for a fair price. This all makes sense. In fact, when you look at our entire jury-rigged system, it's hard not to conclude that we ought to go back to the drawing board and come up with entirely new ways in which the state assesses taxes and fees. Some clearly should be lowered, but others may need to be raised, and we need to be open to that possibility. Government needs grown-ups. When it comes to anything having to do with money, we may need them most of all.